Saturday, December 2nd. President Ed Ehrlichman and me over at midday after a two-hour meeting he had with Kissinger getting Henry ready for his trip to Paris. He had a lot of State Department personnel ideas and wants me to cover them with Rogers. First, Scali to the United Nations, Rumsfeld to NATO, and Bob Hill as Assistant Secretary for Latin America. Then he wants to send Graham Martin to Saigon instead of Alex Johnson, and came up with the idea of Moynihan as ambassador to India, and the president apparently called him during his Kissinger meeting. He wants Hillenbrand out of Germany and wants to get the best businessman off the stands list, a guy like Rush, to put in there. He's a little disappointed about Irwin having to go to Paris, but we'll go ahead with that. Some discussion of Firestone for Germany. Kissinger would like him for Paris, but doesn't like him for Germany. President wanted me to call Moynihan today and lock the India thing. John Moore moved out of Ireland, put him on a board or commission or something. He wants to put Claire Luce on the FIAB. I also got into other personnel things. Ehrlichman reported that Santarelli can't do the clean-out at Justice, but could do LEAA, so we'll do that, and maybe put Jeff Shepard under Snead to do the clean-up. Bork is set either for June or January as solicitor. Webster is locked for IRS, and the president should talk to him. The president wants a businessman to the EEC rather than a foreign serviceman. Wants me to cover Bush on Dent, taking the consul of the RNC. Wants us to load the commissions with tough reactionaries on the right to provide balance since they're all on the left now. Got into some further discussion of the Soviet gas deal. Wants to be sure Flanagan stays out of it. Apparently he's pushing for an ESSO involvement, which would really screw up the combine that Connolly's trying to put together with Tennessee and El Paso. He's also concerned that Flanagan not get into it because it would appear that he might have an economic interest, although of course he doesn't. He wanted some polls taken first to get a rundown on the breakdown in the country between Republican, Democrat, and Independent, and we need a big sample for that, and secondly, to get a reading on the Vietnam settlement on some basis that in return for stopping the bombing and mining, we would get out all our POWs, a ceasefire, a supervised election with the rejection of the imposition of a coalition government, but President Tu's insisting that we should not make this agreement unless all North Vietnamese troops are withdrawn from South Vietnam. Should we go ahead or not go ahead? Or should we continue military operations until all North Vietnamese forces have left South Vietnam? Got into the whole new party idea again. The president makes the point that congressional and cabinet relations are going to be an immediate problem, and we've got to give a lot of thought to that, that we should also take a hard look at the new party card. The problem is how it can be done. Then he makes the point that he can't just meet with the minority. He's the majority president, and we have to have direct arrangements with the leading Democrats, like Mills and the power groups, not just Mansfield. And he gets into the, or Ehrlichman got into the point of the possibility of going on it like a merger of two companies that don't totally fit together, but you still put them together, and then you kick out the disparate elements. Or at the congressional level, you build a coalition, a fusion group, upset the organization of Congress, and go at it that way. I had talked with Henry on the phone before he left. He agreed with most of the plans we have on further State Department shifts, the move of Schlesinger to CIA, Helms to Iran, Farland to the Cisco post, Cisco to either an embassy or the Marshall Green post, and Green to an embassy, Sullivan to Indonesia or the Philippines, try to keep Abshire if we can, Graham Martin to Saigon, and he agreed with George Bush's basic recommendations and virtually all of the recommendations of Dave Kennedy regarding State Department personnel. He seemed to be in better spirits today and ready to go on a positive basis on his new negotiating round. He is concerned because he's going to have to convince the North Vietnamese that if we don't get an agreement, we're going to stay in. And he has to convince the South Vietnamese that if we don't get an agreement, we're going to get out. So it's a little touchy to play both sides against the center, but I think he and Haig both feel that they are going to get the deal and wrap it up on this trip. End of December 2nd.